Hello and welcome once again. This is Curtis Greco, author and founder of The Imperfect Messenger. Let's take a few moments and share some highlights of a topic I love presenting. I title it Kinetic Behavioral Dynamics, the Essential Components of a Business or Personal Compass. When writing the Blind Vision series, lingering in the back of my mind was the concern that the public would think of and judge them really basically as if they were nothing more than political essays. To truly get their message is to discover that they are not political at all, but more so deeply personal and intimate discussions about the human condition and how unopposed divisiveness and lethargy actually degrade the human being's ascension along the path to greater understanding of purpose and higher levels of, well, frankly, personal fulfillment. To grasp and define the directions of one's life is the absolute foundation that lies back of any quest for meaning that feeds the lifeblood of the soul. Whether it is the search for success that draws one or a deeper understanding that comes with the search for the tranquility of balance. As I pursued discovery, understanding, and development of what became formally identified as kinetic behavioral dynamics, for me, it compelled me along a journey of dissecting the very core of my thinking, why I thought the way I did, why I acted certain ways, and what was the nucleus of both. Perhaps Emmett Fox defined it best by saying, "The science of living is the science of mastering your thinking." For one of the great laws of consciousness is that the law of thought and the law of destiny are inseparable. And this, my fellow messengers, is the very essence of the essential compass. Whether we choose to believe it or not, I'm convinced that we are far more spiritual a being than many may be willing to accept, and surely not one that mindlessly lingers in the ether. This particular comment and topic is really full of rich content, so let's set it aside for another time and get into a few quick high-value points that I want to make sure to imprint upon your conscience. Well then, where do we start? How about a quick brief as to how one would define kinetic behavioral dynamics, or in short, KBD? In its simplest form, it is the dynamic relationship between the kinetic and or inertial force of cause and the plurality of outcome. The spine of KBD is the essential compass. To be sure, time and space do not permit a lengthy and detailed discussion regarding the subject. However, for now, let me introduce to you the ribs of the compass's spine, which are a series of waypoints known as the Rule of Eight. So let's highlight quickly four of them. Number one, absolute integrity. Character and unadulterated truth in dealing with yourself and with others is simply non-negotiable. Number two, go where others aren't. This area identifies and addresses the very powerful topic of advanced curve dynamics. Remember, your genius lies within, and individuality knows no competition. Number three, never settle for mediocre. This area introduces the concepts of progeneration and more specifically the topic of progenitive theory, progenitive economics. When it's your footprint in the sand, be sure and make it count. And number four, always do more, the unthinkable, than is expected. I call it develop an inspired and an insatiable desire to over-deliver on the unspoken promise of what might otherwise be expected. And here's a bonus, rule number eight. Nothing is more important than rule number one, absolute integrity. We are what we think what we know, and what is known must pulse with the strength of what is ultimately absolute. Like character and virtue, the image we hold of ourselves and project to the world around us through or by our thoughts and actions is not a function of coincidence or happenstance. It is a direct reflection of instinct, inspiration, and imagination, and how one chooses to apply them. And as always, we do know there is always a choice, which is precisely how it should be. In the end, be well, and always remember, at the Imperfect Messenger Foundation, we are on point, on purpose, in practice. And so be a part of a life-changing experience by making your voice count. After all, you too are a messenger.